One man. Well, hello there, fellow retro game music fans. Here I am with another episode of One Man and His Mic. And this show is devoted to music from the Super Nintendo system, or Super Famicom as it was known in Japan. You just heard the title tune from the awesome Super Mario World. And now I'm going to play you the in-game theme from the fantastic shoot-em-up Axlay, which was stuffed full of clever graphical effects and featured some great tunes, like this one. Great track from Axlay there. Now it's time for a bit of monkey business, courtesy of Donkey Kong Country. This was a brilliant platform game from the heroes at Rare that featured graphics rendered on a Silicon Graphics workstation.
For techno buffs who are listening,
the music for the game was really outstanding. So good, in fact, that I'm going to feature a few tunes from the game in this show, starting with the funky title tune from the game.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like the Game Boy-style beepy bits in that tune. And now here comes one of my retro game musical heroes, Tim Follin.
Ta-da!
Tim produced the soundtracks for the SNES game Rock'n Roll Racing, which featured covers of famous rock soundtracks. So here's Tim with this rather neat rendition of Bad to the Bone.
No problemo. Excellent.
If you want to hear more great music from Tim Follin, then check out episode 3 of One Man and His Mic, which is a Tim Follin special. Okay, and now here's a soundtrack from the unbelievably hard Super Ghouls and Ghosts. It's the Ice Forest theme. Very nice. And now here's some music that brings back great memories for me. It's F-Zero, one of the very first games that I bought for my SNES. In fact, it was seeing F-Zero running on my friend's imported Super Famicom that made me want to buy a SNES in the first place. Here we have the theme from the Big Blue level. F-Zero there. Games with Mode 7 effects make me...
horny horny!
And now here's another sublime soundtrack from Donkey Kong Country. This is the aquatic ambience tune that was featured in the underwater stage in the game. Beautiful stuff. And that was real SNES music. None of the music in this show has been remixed or updated in any way. It's 100% pure SNES love. Now it's time for some shooty action, courtesy of Contra 3, The Alien Wars. I actually bought an imported American version of this game after reading a review, which was kind of lucky, as when it was properly released in the UK, the main characters had been changed to robots, and the game was called Super Probotector Alien Rebels. Doi? Anyway, here's the kick-ass theme from the Steel Factory. I must admit I'm not really a fan of RPG games. I kind of prefer shooting stuff and blowing shit up. But after reading about Chrono Trigger in Retro Gamer magazine, I've watched some videos of the game in action, and it does look like a very good adventure romp with an interesting storyline. I was also impressed with the music in this game, which is very atmospheric. So without further ado, here we have the title theme from Chrono Trigger. And now let's have some music from The Lost Vikings, a puzzly platformer featuring three Vikings who must use their special abilities to get home after they are abducted by aliens. Yeah, right. The funky music for the game was produced by that musical maniac, Charles Deanan. Here's the soundtrack that plays when you're on board the Crutonian ship. Crutonian? What are they? Beings from the planet Cuppa Soup? No, come on! And now it's Turrican time. Chris Hulsbeck produced the excellent music for Super Turrican 2 on the SNES, and I'm going to play you the Wormland level from the game. Thank you very much, Mr. Hulsbeck. If you want to hear more excellent Turrican music from Chris, then check out episode 8 of One Man and His Mic, which is a Turrican music special. Next up is a track from another RPG that I've never played, The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. This track is called Dark Golden Land, and is presumably from the part in the game when Link visits a golden land that is dark or something. That's pretty catchy stuff. Some more excellent music from Donkey Kong Country now. This track is from the mine level and is called, funnily enough, Life in the Mines. And not a minor willy in sight. Thank you. how nice was that? And now things get spooky as we enter the world of Castlevania. I absolutely loved Super Castlevania 4 on the SNES, especially the way you used your whip to kill baddies and also to swing around various screens. The music for the game was nice and atmospheric too. Here's the tune that plays when you enter the awesome rotating room. Now, what'd you get if you cross the world of Super Mario with F-Zero? Super Mario Zero! No, Super Mario Kart, of course. This is a great racing game on the SNES, and is an absolute hoot in multiplayer mode. But it's also good fun playing by yourself. Now hop into your kart, and let's take a drive down Rainbow Road. Get out of my way, you big fat monkey! And now it's time for another excellent track from Chrono Trigger. This tune is called Corridors of Time. Thank you. the SNES version of Street Fighter 2 was awesome. It looked just like the arcade version. Here's a medley of tunes from Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior, which will no doubt bring back lots of memories for all you Street Fighter fans out there. As the music in Donkey Kong Country was so excellent, I didn't expect the music in the sequel to be as good. But amazingly, it was. Donkey Kong Country 2 featured a great selection of tunes, including this one called Funky Main Monkey. Pilot Wings was another superb early SNES game that featured yummy Mode 7 effects. The smooth 3D in the game looked mind-blowing at the time. I'm going to play you the rather twee soundtrack that played during the Rocket Belt level. Listen out for the great
blah 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 blah
lead sounds. Thank you. It's RPG time once again, and so you know what that means. Yep, I never played it. This next tune is from the Super Mario RPG, and is a nice jaunty rendition of one of the famous Mario themes. Time for me to jump into this pipe.
Oh, there's turds down there!
Star Fox, an epic release for the SNES featuring fast 3D polygon graphics thanks to the Super FX chip that was built into each cartridge. The game was called Starwing when it was released in the UK, due to some crazy trademark reason, but it was still the same great game. Here's a tune from the Corneria level. I really wanted to feature some Tim Follin music from Plock in this SNES special, but I'm not going to play the amazing title tune, as you can hear that in episode 3 of One Man and His Mic. So here's the boss battle theme instead, which features a cool B-movie style theremin sound. We'll be right back.
What up, buddy?
Time for one last rumble in the jungle now. Here we have the gorgeous forest interlude tune from Donkey Kong Country 2. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this eargasmic ambient track. Right, I thought it would be nice to feature some music from Prince of Persia in this show to tie in with the release of the not very good new movie. I used to love playing Prince of Persia on my Amiga, and when I saw screenshots from the amazing SNES version, I just had to have it. In fact, I bought an imported Japanese version so I could play it before it was properly released here in the UK. And it didn't disappoint. The graphics were way better than the Amiga version, and the music was nice and atmospheric too. Thank you. And now here's a track from another one of my musical heroes. It's Martin Galway. This is the theme from the Ultima game, Runes of Virtue 2. It's actually the same tune that was featured in the Game Boy version of the game, but with updated instruments. I think I still prefer the Game Boy version, as it sounds more Galway-esque to me. And you can hear that version in the very first episode of One Man and His Mic. But enough about that, here's the SNES version of the tune. And now it's time to start winding down the show. So let's celebrate Star Wars style. Here's the fantastic title theme from Super Star Wars. And it must be said the musicians did a great job cramming the London Symphony Orchestra into just 8 sound channels. May the Force be with you. We'll be right back. And that's almost it for this SNES Music Special, I'm afraid. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these great tunes from the Super Nintendo. To round off this show, I'm going to play you the ending theme from Contra 3, The Alien Wars, or Super Probo What's It Alien Thingy Doodars, if you're from the UK. I'm off down the pub now, so thanks for listening, and I'll see you
in the future.
Turns down there.